This sound belongs to the Avan, which was sang in Karabakh, Azerbaijan, which has been under occupation by the Armenians. That's why the last azan is called the Azan of Ghazi Karabakh. For centuries, this azan was broadcast throughout this land, but now it's been around 20 years that they are longing to hear the azan again. The last time it was broadcast was from the Shusha Mosque. Now, after 20 years, Shusha, Agdam, Kalabesha are under occupation by Armenians, and about 1,850 historical and architectural mosques and shrines have been destroyed since then. The most heartbreaking picture of this destruction is that of the mosques that were the home for the lovers of the Ahl Bayt, and the Muslims who chanted Ya Hussein have turned into pigsties. Those who have been able to save their lives have taken the Quran and other holy things with them to prevent them from being destroyed, but the graves which were left behind were attacked. Being away from their homeland where their ancestors have lived for centuries and wishing to return to their lands, they've chosen names like Azad, meaning free, Omid, meaning hope, and Mubaraz, meaning fighter, for their kids' names. It is like the national hero of Azerbaijan, Sayyid Mubaraz. The world knows him for his heroic action, which he did alone on June 19, 2010. He went across 1 kilometer of land which was filled with mines and reached where the invaders were. He killed dozens of Armenian soldiers and later fought for 5 hours with weapons and ammunition which he had gotten from the soldiers which he had killed. He was martyred right before the time of morning prayer, and he shocked the Armenians greatly. Now, they were so afraid of this martyr that they had even tied his hands up after his martyrdom. When his body was brought to Baku, the people of Azerbaijan welcomed him with the flags of Imam Hussein. Ceremonies were held in his honor across the country. Songs were composed for his bravery and poems were written for his courage. In a letter that he wrote to his family before going to the front, Mubaraz said, "Dear Mom and Dad, do not worry about me. I hope we will meet in heaven. Pray for me a lot. I am not able to tolerate this oppression anymore. I do it for God. I do it for God's sake. Do not cry if I become a martyr, but rather be happy that I have reached a higher level. Pray and devote yourself to Allah and give a lot of charity. Being a Sayyid, I have to do it. God is great. God bless our homeland. Please forgive me, your son, Mubaraz." This is the story of Sayyid Mubaraz, who was a freedom fighter, follower of Islam, and a martyr for truth and justice. NasrTV.com